The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1380 The Answer, presenting the show that gives you the power of knowledge. It's Real Life Lending with Eric Ilofsky.
Hello, KTKZ, The Answer. We are so happy to be part of your family, and welcome to Real Life Lending. My name is Eric Ilofsky. I have been in this crazy business we call Northern California Real Estate for over 30 years. I am currently the Vice President of Essex Mortgage, and I run the beautiful loan center here in Northern California. We are your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance and real estate. We have been on the air here in Sacramento for over 11 years, and we are so happy to make this move to KTKZ and the 1380 team. We have a ton of ways to get a hold of us. Our text line is 916-806-0606. You can text us a question, and we'll get to it the following week or next show. Or you can jump on our website, reallifelending.com. You know, we've been on here for about over 11 years, and I created the show back when we last had a kind of a hiccup in our real estate local economy during the downturn. So I wanted a place to come call, ask questions of what you can do and what you can't do in a real estate transaction. You know, there's so much false information in the national media, and especially it's different here for us in Northern California. We are kind of unique in the trend centers for the rest of the country. So again, this is where you need to be. We also have a sister company, Real Life Real Estate. I am the broker CEO as well. So we can encompass both all real estate transactions from financing to close. So this is all about you. In studio, we have one of our longtime guests. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Eric.
Remind everybody who you are.
Well, my name is Sandra Pro, and I'm a loan officer at Essex Mortgage. I've been with them for about 6 years, and it's just a really great place to work. My background includes loan processing and funding and underwriting, and so I'm very familiar with the package start to finish, and so by the time it hits the underwriter's desk, it's clean and easy to go.
Yeah, you know, we've been on for so long here in the area, and I know we got a whole bunch of brand new listeners. A little bit about the company. Essex Mortgage has been in business close to 40 years. We are a direct lender. We make all lending decisions in-house. Your file does not go somewhere else. We funded about $4 billion of residential real estate last year. And, you know, that doesn't make us a huge bank, and we're thankful for that, because what it does allow us to do is maybe specific on bring new products and loan strategies and real estate strategies that you might not hear anywhere else. So this, again, kind of unique to our area, and we welcome all kind of ideas, especially with our new audience. You know, if you have an idea for the show or you have questions, jump on our text line at 916-806-0606. And again, we are so happy to be here at KTKZ 1380. So again, stay tuned, listen to us, because, you know, we've been on for a while, and between the two of us, we've got a ton of experience. But I think that what Sandra mentioned is, you know, from start to finish, that's kind of what we do. And we've actually helped so many people here in our area just over the years, whether it's local real estate, Bay Area, out of state. We are licensed in all 50 states in case you're actually looking to make that move. So, you know, especially in our local market, we are kind of trendsetters, and it is very unique. And, you know, we're happy to be here. So, you know, Sandra, it is kind of a unique time right now.
It is. There's nothing easy about it
now. If you had told me 2 years ago that we'd be sitting here with our market still as hyper-competitive that it is, I would have told you that you were crazy. You know, we have such a high demand, but not a lack of inventory. Or we do have a lack of inventory, right?
You know, it's a very interesting, because it is super competitive trying to get an accepted offer right now. And yet there are people hesitating, especially the first-time home buyers, trying to get in because it is so competitive and the rates are high comparatively to just a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think that, you know, last year you know, the end of last year, I remember right before New Year's, we were thinking that, yeah, rates were climbing up and we were going to, that competitiveness was going to slow down a little bit. And it might be 2023 might be the year for the first time home buyer because, you know, those are the real segment of our demographic that kind of got left out during the cash buyers and the Bay Area influence of people coming up and paying cash for the house. So it was very difficult to get down payment assistance approved or something that didn't have a large amount of cash down. So I thought this year was going to be definitely for the first time home buyer. And it's been difficult because it's still, you know, average time on market in Sacramento County is 9 days still.
Right. I do a lot of the tour meetings up in El Dorado County, and a lot of the houses aren't on tour because they don't really need to be. They are selling so fast, but they're not selling fast necessarily to people who are, like you were saying, who have a smaller down payment or a DPA program. They are going to people with larger down payments and cash.
And it's just a comfort zone, which I think is kind of a misnomer, is that, you know, we can fund a 100% financing program just as fast as we can fund
Absolutely.
A 30% loan to value program. So, you know, I know it's unique, and we talk about it all the time, is that I think that we have a whole generation of real estate agents that don't know how to ever never made an offer under ask. I don't think they're going to do that very soon. You know, that pendulum swung so tight one way, and we thought it was going to loosen up when interest rates started rising, but, you know, just the lack of inventory. And why do we have lack of inventory? What happened to all the sellers? Well,
I honestly think there's a lot of people who may be just holding on to their house and their low interest rate at 2 or 3% and refusing to move or not wanting to move because it's going to be so much more expensive.
Yeah, I agree. I think that sellers are on the fence right now. The only thing that's going to really make you move is a lifestyle change, whether it's out of state or you're leaving the area, or, you know, something drastic, divorce, things like that. You're right. It's tough to give up a 2 or 3% interest rate to go to a 6 or 7.
Well, and those people who are downsizing, they have the fancier, maybe bigger house, and they're downsizing with cash.
Right.
And so that's our competition for our first-time home buyers. They're looking at the same places.
Absolutely. 2023, we have 7,000 less listings locally here than we did last year. And last year was a tough one as well. And that's definitely going to affect the market. And again, people that that have been looking at, we stay positive here. This is there's a way to get it done. We have first time home buyers still buying. We have using down payment assistance. We're getting your VA offers accepted because those kind of have had a unique stance. And we're very pro veteran here at Essex Mortgage. It is a unique time. It's kind of funny that I kind of was quoting Ryan Lundquist, one of our local appraisers last week, is that the market's kind of like it's either a bidding war or crickets, depending on the demographic that you're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or he uses the term hot pocket. Really hot, maybe on the outsides, but in the center it's still frozen, you know, when you take it out of the microwave. And again, I think that, you know, I've talked to a couple of real estate agents, and some of the descriptions we're getting is slow, you know, weird market.
So Janelle Horn, the county recorder in El Dorado County, did a presentation yesterday, and she said last year the recordings were down 26%,
wow,
and this year they were down already 35%. And that's the recordings mostly on properties,
right,
meaning they're not changing hands. They're not refinancing.
Well, again, I think you hit it right on the head. Nobody wants to go to a 6 or 7% interest rate. Even if you're downsizing and you still have to finance, it doesn't make sense,
mm-hmm,
right? Your payment could be the same. I do think there's a piece of demographic that's kind of that's really hurting us is the rural market, especially with fire insurance here in California. We have clients that in contract, you know, excited about this new home because we all know that buying a home is an emotional process.
Your biggest purchase,
right?
of your life.
It's an emotional process, and nothing like getting through the finish line, getting your home insurance quotes, and finding out. You know, let's think about Allstate, Travelers, State Farm. Or no,
Farmers.
Any, Farmers is still writing. State Farm's not. Maybe you're right. I don't know. There could be four. But with those leaving the market, that is pretty drastic and has affected the cost of housing. Because if you went
really,
doubled your
income. It really has.
I have a client that got quoted $16,000 a year premium.
Yeah, and you can't afford that.
No.
Or let's say you qualify for somebody for like a $400,000 house and you estimate insurance at even $4,000 a year,
right,
and your quote comes in at $8,000. Do they still want the house? Do they qualify for the house?
Right.
It is definitely a huge play in the market.
Yeah, but I think that that's a unique opportunity for folks that are looking, because, you know, during COVID, everybody left the city, and we were selling Tahoe, we were selling Auburn, El Dorado Hills, all those drastic areas, and it was great. And then the fire happened. But this is California. We always overcome, right? We'll always make it happen.
It is a beautiful place to be.
Anything particular you're seeing right now in the market being requested for?
Anything particular? I have shoppers who I think are being very picky, and they're not in a hurry.
Right.
They're taking their time. They are shopping wisely. But they
not,
really
not the sight unseen offers that we were seeing.
No,
last week.
No, they're being very cautious.
Right. Well, again, folks, we are happy to be here at KTKZ 1380 The Answer. Again, my name is Eric Olofsky, and you're listening to Real Life Lending, your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. This is Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Home values are rising, and homeowners have more equity than ever before. While that's great news, the cost of living and items we use every day are getting more expensive as inflation sets in. Most of us have worked years to pay the mortgage on our home. Maybe it's time for your home to pay you. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may help eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and provide a line of credit to be used for emergencies or maybe just to improve the quality of life. With a reverse mortgage, you retain title to your home. You can pay it off anytime like a traditional mortgage, and your heirs have the ability to pay off the loan below market value, even if your loan balance exceeds the value of your home. Call me today to learn if a reverse mortgage is right for you. 916-806-0606. That's Eric Olofsky with Essex Mortgage at 916-806-0606. Or you can find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky, NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyer's pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California BRE number 0200-1226. Real Life Real Estate number 0203-4422.
Now back to Real Life Lending with Eric Olofsky on AM 1380, The Answer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Lending and Real Estate. My name is Eric Olofsky. I'm here today with Sandra Pro. Prior to the break, we were kind of just going over where we're at in this market and where we're at with rates. You know, rates, unfortunately, right now, you know, we're near a 23-year high, which I was really surprised to read yesterday. But still selling. The demand is high. I think the average time on market here in the Sacramento area and all three counties on average is about 9-10 days. So get your ducks in a row and get pre-approved. That's what we do. One of the things unique about Essex Mortgage is we will actually take your information, go through the approval process, find out any hurdles that we may occur, and find solutions to those. We're going to give you a fully underwritten pre-approval so you can go out and look for properties. And by that time, you're going to know exactly what problem products are available to you, what your down payment can be, what your closing cost will be, and what your payment's going to be at that price point. You know, we're going to give you that power of knowledge on the largest investments you're ever going to make. And I think that's a little different rather than just a quick pre-qual, correct?
Well, yes. And I think people think, oh, I'm ready to buy a house. I'm going to go out and look. And they call a realtor first. Mm-hmm. And really, you should be calling a lender first. Because you're right. There's a big difference between a pre-qual is talking to somebody on the phone, giving them your information. They're like, yep, you qualify for X, Y, and Z. But a pre-approval means that we have an application from you. We've pulled your credit. We have looked at your income documents, be it W-2s or tax returns, and we verify the amount of money you have.
Sure.
And so then we can take the job from there as to what you qualify for. And it's really interesting because I am finding that the younger generation, like my kids' age in their 30s, the first-time home buyers, let's say they qualify for a $3,500 a month house payment, but they only want to go to $3,000.
Right.
They don't want to be house poor. So I see that as a big difference instead of stretching like, oh my gosh, how much can I qualify and go to the max?
That's always a great – that's a great point because it's a red flag. My job is to first of all ask you what's your payment comfort and then
yes.
we'll back into what, the purchase price because you know, we want – I want you to like me when you write that check each month for the next 30 years
Absolutely.
Rather than call me all kind of names. But more importantly, it's about being not house poor and understanding that – life is not just about making your house payment.
Well, and some of that realization is I'll have clients say, I don't want my house payment to be over, let's say $3,000 a month,
sure.
but I want to spend $700,000 on a house. Those two do not meet unless you have a very large down payment.
Right.
So that's part of what we do to help you understand what are the closing costs involved and what does the payments look like. It's not just the principal and interest, which is maybe what you're looking up on, an app
sure,
or on your
Zillow.
Phone. And like we were talking about with the fire insurance, we can estimate your mortgage insurance like to the penny. We can estimate what your taxes are going to be. But we have to be very careful when it comes to the hazard insurance in the rural areas as to like what that premium is going to be. But I like to send my clients out fully approved. So when they're meeting with their realtor, I can say, these clients are pre-approved. Here are the parameters. And the realtors are happier. You're more comfortable. And we can get that loan closed very quickly without any hiccups because we have looked at every document. We've crossed everything off the list that we need so that by the time you go into the purchase contract and into escrow, the heavy nitty-gritty stuff is taken care of.
You understand the process.
Yes.
There's no surprises.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I've been at Essex for so long is that, we're our educators. We are not salesmen. We are not here to sell you a product. We are here to educate you about the largest investment you're ever going to make and help you understand because a mortgage is so unique because let's face it, we all want to brag. We want to brag about our interest rate to our friends, but their financial situation can be completely different than yours
mm-hmm.
and their needs and wants can be completely different. So it's something that's tailored to you. My job is to, like I mentioned earlier, is find out where you want to be, look at your file and tell you, all right, here's our options and here's what we can do to make it better. Because let's face it, folks, one of the things that the hurdles that people come to us with or prevent them from starting the process is a couple things. One, I don't have the best credit. I need to work on my credit before I apply.
And we can help you with that.
Right. Let's think about that. I have files, folks, that are on my desk for over 12 months
yep.
that have listeners to the show that we have been working on credit. And we're not credit repair folks, but we've been looking at credit reports for 60 years between us. And we understand what works and what doesn't work. And all those things that credit repair companies can say they do, if it's a legitimate negative trade line, it's always going to come back to bite you. You may remove it for a period of time, and it's going to come back at the worst time. I've actually had things show up right before close that were taken off. So, and again, don't be embarrassed about anything that might be you've gone through or might be on your credit report. If I haven't gone through it personally, I've seen it 6 times by 8 a.m. this morning. So it's not something we haven't seen. And more than likely, because we've been working on those types of programs for so long, we usually have a solution. I think that's the best thing about it.
We do. And we have very good advice. And we're happy to walk the time and the path with you to get you where
sure.
you need to be.
And another hurdle is I don't have the cash for down payment. I don't have the funds. And there are so many different programs out that – internally that we have our own down payment assistance programs. We have access to VA, which is 100% financing.
Yeah, okay. USDA.
USDA is for a rural properties, more like it's all based on census data mm-hmm. and how many people live there, not really based on the size of the property. It's you guys are thinking USDA. Yeah, it's the same thing that's stamped on the side of my meat when I go to the grocery store. It's just another government agency that insures those types of loans.
Right.
But there's so many down payment assistance programs which are 100% financing, and to qualify for those are fairly easy. We also have an internal one. You can have – I mean, I'm not saying that you should, but if you have a 620 FICO score, you can probably qualify for our 100% down payment assistance program.
So now 100% financing means, you know, the sale price is $300 and you borrow $300, but there are costs involved.
Sure.
As far as closing costs and prepaid items. So that's another thing that we go over with you, because right now sellers aren't doing big credits. And so you do have to come up with those funds.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you with the budget and how to get there, too.
Yeah, there's so many different ways. There are a few loan programs out there that will allow you to borrow even a little bit for closing costs.
Yeah, they will.
And so, you know, those are, again, our job is to present those ideas to you, tell you the good, bad, and the ugly about all of them, and let you make that decision based on what we tell you.
And you will pay a higher interest rate for a 100% loan.
Sure.
You will pay a higher interest rate for a 105% loan. With a first, second, and a third, but they are out there. And so I think as we educate you, it's like, oh, you don't have the money to make a down payment. Here's how we can get you in there, but this is the difference of maybe what those loans look like payment-wise.
Right. And we've actually had listeners to the show come in and purchase a house with less money than last pet security deposit and everything else than renting.
That is true, too.
And let's just say, folks, that, you know, for some reason, maybe you're in the middle of a unique situation financially where you're not able to qualify for a traditional financing or even some of the alternate financing programs. We even have a program now it's kind of a lease to own where you get to go pick out the house that you want to buy and you want to live in forever. And this company will come in, purchase the home, and then sell it back to you same day close as with owner financing. It's a government sponsored entity. It's something that Essex refers you to, but this is just an option for you because home ownership is still the best way to build wealth in America right now.
Right. And if you choose a fixed rate mortgage, which is what we do, is mostly fixed rate mortgages, it stays fixed for the 30 years of that mortgage. If you are renting from someone, that is not going to be a fixed payment.
Rent is 100% interest.
Correct, right.
And everybody's complaining. And listen, guys, everybody's complaining about 6% interest rates these days. I'm going to ask a question. What was the interest rate on the first house you bought?
So my first house I bought in 1986, the rate was 13.25%.
Yeah, 13.25%. It's like a credit card.
It was painful.
I bought mine down. I think it was close to 8%, and I paid 2 points to get there. Mm-hmm. So I think that we've all been spoiled. You know, even as have been in the business for a while, we got used to the low rates.
It was incredible.
It was great.
I have a 15-year at 2.5%. I'm going to pay that thing off and never refinance it.
But folks, we live in Sacramento area, Northern California. In fact, all of California. And really right now, post-COVID, rents increases are back to pre-COVID levels. So Sacramento County in Northern California has always been in the top 5 single-family home rent increases in the United States. So let's face it, and buying a home is great, right? Yes, I mentioned building wealth and all those other things that come great with it, but you have tax advantages and you have all these great financial reasons to buy. But the best reason to buy is you're fixing that monthly payment for your housing for the rest of your life.
Right.
And that is the key thing about buying real estate. So understand the hurdles. You might be sitting in your car or at your office saying, well, I'm not ready to buy yet. Well, let's start the process. And Sandra, how does somebody get a hold of you if they want to at least start the process?
I'm always available on my cell, 530-391-4314.
Again,
530-391-4314.
And again, folks, you're not committing anything. It's just allowing us to work on your behalf to just see what you can qualify for and help you educate and understand how the process works.
That's right. And, you know, we don't get paid unless we close a transaction for you.
Right.
So it's not going to cost you any money. It will cost you a little bit of time, but we will help you along the way.
Yeah. And again, folks, the best thing you could do is start the process. So give Sandra a call. Again, I think we're coming up on another break here. But we're so happy again to be here at KTKZ 1380 The Answer. You're listening to Real Life Lending.
On AM 1380, The Answer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Lending. Again, we are so happy to be here on KTKZ 1380, The Answer. You know, 11 years here in the Sacramento area and on a sister station in the Bay Area as well. It has been a great ride, and it's so happy to be part of this team. So listen in. Give us some time. And we have been doing this for a very, very long time, and I'm really happy to be here. You know, before the break, we were kind of going through some of the process about getting pre-approved and some of the hurdles that people, you know, come to us with. And I want to reiterate again that, you know, I have files on my desk months, maybe even over a year or two old, that we've been working on. And, you know, there's so many unique facets of buying a home and different products. You know, one loan product has a different gifting policy than another loan product has a different gifting policy. So, you know, this is where to come and ask those kind of questions.
Right, because we talked about credit and we mm-hmm. talked about cash to close. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we look at ahead of time is your income.
Right.
And sometimes that can be tricky.
Usable income.
Usable income. The W-2 income, salaried income, that's easy. But length of employment can play into it. And also self-employed income or income that you don't see on your tax returns.
Right.
That's a different story and a different type of loan product and a different process a little bit.
Yeah, I think even when I started the show so long ago, you know, we were coming off when the pendulum swung so tight after the last recession when it was really difficult to get a mortgage. I think the biggest kind of demographic that kind of got left behind was the self-employed borrower.
Yes.
Because let's face it, if we have a really good CPA, their job is to is to minimize your income so that you pay less tax. And fortunately, most traditional lending products and mortgage products will look at your adjusted gross income.
Correct.
And if your CPA is doing their job, it's probably not a lot. So the industry has kind of countered that and responded, and we have so many ways. So if you're self-employed and been told no, you know, we can use your bank statements, 12 months or 24 months of either personal or business bank statements to help you quantify income. There are debt service loans where we can use just the rents if you're buying investment property in relationship to the payment. So we don't even need any income documentation. And we actually have a new program that's been rolled out that we have access to where there's no income listed on the application. 20% down, it's for primary residence and second homes only, where you can put 20% down. We're not going to ask you how much you make. You have to have 12 months of reserves in a bank, liquid assets after close.
Is that for self-employed only?
No.
For everybody?
It is not for everybody. So you can actually, you know, it's reminiscent of the old stated products, right? we hate to use that S word.
Yes.
Here in the mortgage industry. But, hey, it fits. Let's say that you're just not showing a lot of income and you really need to buy. This is a great product for you. And not a lot of people know about it.
Well, and it's hard, you know, people who have a small salary and have tip income.
Right.
That they disclose some of but not all of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good example of maybe where you have that extra income we can't use on a standard regular loan.
Right. And even if we can't get you into something today, we're going to make a plan to get you there. And again, we always have the lease option or the owner finance program available mm-hmm. to you through Trio and Link. But again, I think that's great. And one of the things that we do here is, you know, anything that you hear about maybe on the show, give us a call, give us an email, jump on the Real Life Lending website. You'll be able to find Sandra and myself there as well. And just text us. Again, 916-806-0606. Sandra, I got a question last week that I'm going to throw out. It's from Susan over in Rockland. She says, I've been separated for over 5 years and currently buying a home. Lender says I need a spousal waiver signed. Is that normal? He's not part of the transaction.
If she is still married, she's going to have him quitclaim deed off
Correct.
The property. And she has to buy not as a single person. She'll buy as a married person, sole and separate. And
Right.
so her husband does have to, or soon-to-be ex-husband, has to acknowledge that she is buying the property and he has no interest in it.
That's correct. California is a community property state. So if you're legally married, that includes separated. Or if any time before the final divorce decree is stamped and filed by the judge, you're going to need your soon-to-be ex-spouse to sign and relinquish all rights to that property.
Right,
that
and it really does protect both parties.
Correct.
It does.
And again, but there's also more to that, too, because let's think about that. I'm assuming because you haven't gotten him involved that you're using a conventional loan product, because we can do, like Sandra said, you can purchase sole and separate just using your income and your liabilities done on a conventional loan product. If you're using any type of government product like FHA, VA, or USDA, or all those anyone's others out there, not only do you have to have him sign a spousal waiver, if you're legally married, we have to include his liabilities, meaning all his monthly credit obligations on his credit report.
Well, and he has to agree to who has pulling his credit.
Correct.
So it has to be pretty amicable.
Right.
For you to do that.
You know, and that's a good question. We see this all the time, and it's not something that's unique. again, these are one of these things that we can educate everybody and get this taken care of on the pre-approval process. There's kind of one of my best stories here, that success stories that we talk about, is I kind of wanted to mention it, especially to all our new listeners. We were doing a show last year, and I got a call on a Sunday, driving down the road. My family's in the car. My kids are screaming. And there's some gentleman who listens, and he said, you know, I really want to buy a house. I'm living it out of my car. I'm a veteran. How do I make it happen? And, you know, we come to find out, I got some more information. I got to someplace quiet, and it had some income. You know, he just didn't understand the process. Nobody had shown him the process.
Wow.
And we took about 6 months of work on his credit. Mm-hmm. We had a no credit, because we had to build a credit file. We had to use non-traditional credit lines and show that, and which we can do, and we could create a credit score using your cell phone bill, your auto insurance, all those things that you normally pay. And we were so happy to be able to provide him the keys to his house. And take somebody living out of his car. That's probably one of my best success stories.
Great.
Touching somebody here. And though you veterans out there, you have the best loan product in our industry. It's the best performing, the least defaulted, and probably the best interest rate.
Absolutely.
And the most thing, and contrary to one of the gurus that talks on the financial gurus that has his own show, he doesn't really think highly of the VA loan. I think it's great.
I do too. And actually, El Dorado County Association of Realtors, if you are a veteran and you buy in El Dorado County, at the end of the transaction, Ed Carr, which is El Dorado County Association of Realtors, sends you $250 thanking you for your service. So we are paying attention to you, and we've got your back.
We actually have loan officers that another story, a loan officer who was listening to the show. He was never been a loan officer before, just got back in country. I was volunteering at the Veterans Administration, called me and asked me if I would mentor him. We got him licensed, and he's now been a loan officer with us for about 5 years. And he still volunteers at the local VA, and he understands that product better than probably I do after all these years. Mm-hmm. So we can take all that stress about getting your certificate of eligibility. We can usually get it done in a matter of minutes instead of you waiting on the phone for 2 or 3 hours.
Right. Always know where your DD-214 is, though.
Correct.
That's a big one.
Your DD-214 is important.
Yes, for lots of things.
That's probably one of my biggest success stories. And I think that – I know you've got a ton of them.
Well, I'm just thinking back. One of my funniest stories, when I first started as a loan officer in El Dorado County, I had a client come in who was self-employed, and he definitely had his income on his 1040s. I thought he was ready to go, and we're talking down payment. He's got his money saved, and I needed to verify it. And he goes, oh, well, you know, it's buried in my backyard. I thought he was kidding. And I said, seriously? And he goes, oh, yeah, and don't tell my girlfriend. And I said, well, here we go. So you're going to have to open a bank account, spend some time getting that cash in there, because we are going to have to verify your funds.
Cash is not king in a real estate.
It was hysterical. And I did several transactions with him, but it took several months to get him to that spot. But that's what we were talking about. Those are the three main things we look at, and cash was his. And we had to get that in the bank, and it needed to be seasoned.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of unique. And I think that's why so many people that we work with, it's kind of – real estate's always something new. And
it
even
is.
After all the time we've spent in this business, we're always going to hear something new.
Yeah.
And always learn something.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted – one of my other favorite clients was regarding a reverse mortgage. Do we have time for a quick little story?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So reverse mortgages are people who are over 62 and you get to access your equity in your home. And there was a couple living in their home, and the house had caught on fire. And they had been living in their trailer for over a year and – had canceled their insurance because they couldn't afford it. And they had gone to the county looking for some sort of assistance. And they referred them over to my office, and we were able to do a private loan for the construction of the property, knowing that they had 100%, they had no loan on the property.
Right.
And so their equity was able to pay that back with a reverse mortgage.
Wow.
So that was really a cool story, and it really felt good to be able to help these elderly people move out of the trailer and back into a house.
Yeah, and I think that's a really unique product.
It is.
The reverse mortgage. It's one of those things that is different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There was a stigma about reverse mortgage back in the 80s and 90s, and then it's kind of been revamped to protect the consumer. It's one of the most heavily consumer protected products out there because it's for our older citizens.
Mm-hmm.
you know, let's just talk about that process. Is all we can gather is a couple pieces of information about your address, what you own the home, and your birthday. That's about it. And then we could provide a benefit to you. Can't take an application, can't start the process until you go ahead and complete a course with a HUD counselor. Then after that, 7 days after you complete the course, then we can start getting information. The HUD counselor is making sure that you're verified about what we're telling you is correct and let you answer questions from a third party. Again, reverse mortgage is insured by HUD, the same people that insure FHA loans, and it is so unique. Not only everybody thinks about it of not paying off their house, but there's so many myths associated with it. I'm giving up the title to my house, which is false.
Yeah, not true.
It's a title just like a forward mortgage. If you want to pay it off, escrow orders a payoff. You pay it off through escrow. Done. You sell the house. It is such a unique product if it's sold correctly. And I think that's the most important thing. I actually have financial planners calling me now because let's face it, folks. We are in not only hyper-competitiveness in our market, we're in hyperinflation right now where the cost of living of daily goods, utilities, food, gas, heat, all cost more money. And you've been paying for your house and paying that mortgage for all these years. Maybe it's time to let it pay you back a little bit.
Yeah, it's true about how expensive life is. We got our premiums from our insurance company for our autos, and they went up 25% in 1 year. I'm like, Eric, I didn't get a 25% raise, did you?
No, I didn't.
So it's hard. It's hard on a fixed income.
Well, again, that is something that's so unique. And I think I want to get back to reverse mortgage when we come back because we have success stories. We have not only something very similar to yours where the house was uninsurable or unlendable because it needed so much work. I think that's a great thing to touch base on because I know we have a lot of listeners out there that are in that age demographic. So stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Real Life Lending. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. This is Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Home values are rising and homeowners have more equity than ever before. While that's great news, the cost of living and items we use every day are getting more expensive as inflation sets in. Most of us have worked years to pay the mortgage on our home. Maybe it's time for your home to pay you. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may help eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and provide a line of credit to be used for emergencies or maybe just to improve the quality of life. With a reverse mortgage, you retain title to your home. You can pay it off anytime like a traditional mortgage, and your heirs have the ability to pay off the loan below market value, even if your loan balance exceeds the value of your home. Call me today to learn if a reverse mortgage is right for you. 916-806-0606. That's Eric Olofsky with Essex Mortgage at 916-806-0606. Or you can find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor, Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyer's pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California BRE number 02001226. Real Life Real Estate number 02034422.
Now back to Real Life Lending with Eric Olofsky on AM 1380, The Answer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Lending. After 11 years of being on the air here in Sacramento on another sister station, we're happy to be part of the KTKZ team. So thank you for listening, and we will be here every Sunday at noon. So we look forward to hearing from you about the show. Again, our text line is 916-806-0606. One of the things, I know Sandra has a property from one of our agents that she wants to talk about. I want to make an announcement, folks. If you're a real estate agent out there and you're a professional and you want to call into the show and talk about your open houses that may be coming this week, feel free to do so. You can always give me a call at 916-806-0606. Or maybe you want to sit across to me here in the studio and talk about your experience. And if we can help you build your business, this is what we're all about. We're all about helping our real estate fellow agents help their business grow here in our area. But Sandra was touching base on reverse mortgage prior in the last segment, and I want to go through that again. There's so many myths about that product. One, about being them taking the title to your home. Two, there's so many different ways to distribute those type of funds. Yes, everybody thinks of a traditional mortgage, a reverse mortgage, about not paying any your mortgage any longer, which is true. You don't pay your principal and interest. You still have to pay your property tax and insurance on your own. There's not really a credit score available. There's no really income. We have to verify income, that you have enough to pay your property tax and your insurance and anything else that's on your credit report. It's very lenient underwriting. It's more of an equity-based loan. But more importantly, you can either take, you know, not only paying off your mortgage, you can set up monthly draws, monthly income, or you can have access to funds available to you in case of emergency, maybe pay a medical bill or anything like that. And, you know, I was telling Sandra during the break that we had worked with somebody that they were in a tough spot, elderly folks up the hill, up in the Placerville area, I think Pollock Pines, and the property was needed a little work. The septic system was leaking, and it had a lot of dry rot, and they just didn't have the money to fix it, and they had some back tax liens. And it was to the point where the county was going to start auctioning the house.
Oh.
And we actually helped them get a stay for that, let the county know. And Eldorado County is pretty, you know, they're understanding. If you let them know they're working on it. We actually were able to fund a reverse mortgage with them, put the money in an escrow account, have all the bids prior to close, and got everything fixed in that property and made it livable, got the property tax paid. And they've been in their house for the last 2 years and had not made a payment. So those are the kind of things. If you know somebody that's struggling, make sure you give us a call, 916-806-806. Sandra, I know that an agent couldn't be here with us today, but she's got a property to list.
Yes. Janet Gott was on the show with me a few weeks ago. She's with Century 21 Select in Pollock Pines, and she has a brand new listing. She was hoping to call in, but she's in the car traveling to a family reunion, so I'm going to pitch it for her. But this property in Pollock Pines is at 5824 Sly Park Road, and it's listed for $430,000. So very affordable, four-bedroom, three-bath house, built in 1995. I believe it's vacant on an acre, so wow. ready to go. Pollock Pines, you have beautiful Jenkinson Lake up there. It's a really beautiful resort area that you can have as a second home, a primary residence, a rental property. It's a really great place to be.
And you know what? That property would qualify for USDA 100% financing.
It would, for owner-occupied. Absolutely. So Janet's number is 530-306-0075, but you can always look it up also, you know,
sure,
on the MLS at 5824 Sly Park Road in Pollock Pines.
Great. Again, let's sell that house this weekend, folks. If you've been looking up there, let's go out and view it. You know, we've actually sold all of our listings, so I don't have anything personally. But like I said, if you're an agent out there and you want to be part of the show, just give me a call at 916-806-0606. You know, earlier in the show, I mentioned that, you know, we offer some unique programs, and maybe you just hear about some things you haven't heard before. And every time I talk about this program, everybody says, well, I didn't really know that. So I wanted to mention it again, especially for some of our new listeners here on KTKZ, is that, Sandra, you know what? You know, we have a growing older population, right? A lot of folks are looking to take care of their family members. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or want them closer. Maybe they want to be closer to their grandkids, but they just can't qualify to be close to somebody, to move to the right area. There is a unique program that will allow you to use a conventional loan if you want to move your parents or your adult child who can't qualify on their own, move closer to you, or maybe with some medical problems that they're unable to qualify for themselves. What was your alternative in the past? You had you couldn't buy it as a second home because it was right down the street, right? You had to pay to buy it as an investment property. That was your option. And how much was required on an investment property, Sandra?
25% down.
20% down on a single-family home. So that was your alternative. That was the only option, and that's what most people think. But Fannie Mae has a unique program where they will allow you to purchase a home You can purchase it for your elderly parents or your adult child next to you and use count it as a primary residence pricing with minimum 5% down. So you can purchase that home with a minimum of 5% down, and you can buy it next to you. And every time I talk about that, agents really don't understand that. They never heard about it before. But you know, the only downside of buying a second home usually had to be in a resort area or so many miles away from your mm-hmm. primary residence. That's kind of the rules. But you know, I get it. Folks want their parents living closer to them, especially as they get older.
Well, it's so expensive. It is so expensive to put them – not put them. That doesn't sound right. But to place – have them in a place that is like assisted living.
Right.
It's very expensive. And even to have in-home care is very expensive. To have – so to be able to have them next door is a blessing.
Right. So again, if you want to learn more about that unique program, buying something for your older parents or your maybe a disabled adult child, give us a call, 916-806-0606. You know, one of the things before – I know we're – we have a couple more text questions to get to, but before the end of the show, you know, when most mortgage companies in our market right now are downsizing and constricting, I would like to just let them everybody know if you're a licensed MLO loan officer or real estate agent and you may be looking to make a move and you want to sit next to the studio with here with Sandra and I, you know, give me a call. I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee, 916-806-0606, and let's talk about the last job you're ever going to have in our real estate industry.
Well, and another thing really with Essex Mortgage, it is just such a great company to work for. And like you were saying, we're not a big bank. We're very personal as far as how we conduct our business. You're not going to get a call center where you have a different loan officer or some customer service person trying to help you through your transaction.
Right.
You have your loan officer. You have your loan processor. We are in contact with you on a regular basis. And it's great, Eric, that we're allowed to pick up the phone and call our underwriter and ask questions and get help all the way through. And I think service is key, and we have really exceptional service at Essex Mortgage.
Not to brag, but I agree. You know, one of the things I think that makes us unique is there's no levels and levels of management. There's the owner, CEO,
yeah,
of a $4 billion a year company, and then there's regional guys like me. So there's no flip-flop in the middle. Sandra and I are both W-2 employees. So we're not adding points and fees unless you choose to buy down the interest rate. So I think that's what makes Essex Mortgage a real unique and more of an educating process, because we're not trying to go grab a commission. We're trying to help you and educate you about the largest purchase you're ever going to make. What's cool. Well, I have a text question here. We get it quite a bit. Me and my siblings – I think this is from Sarah. Me and my siblings inherited a property from our grandmother. I'd like to keep it, but everybody wants the money. Can I take money out to pay them? The answer is yes. Sarah, we got a couple minutes left. Really quick, you have a couple options. We can refinance the property into your own and cash out, depending on if there's any loans on it, cash out the remaining heirs to the property, or you can actually purchase it from the other siblings. So we do it all the time. I think I've closed two last week or last month about this. So there are ways to do that, to take out remaining heirs and you keep the property. A lot of cool stuff when you do that and keep it in the family. You can actually probably transfer the tax base if you qualify. So, yes, Sarah, give us a call. Sanders, how does somebody get a hold of you?
Sandra Pro, 530-391-4314.
So, again, folks, be part of the show. Send in some text questions at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606. Again, we are so excited about being part of the KTKZ team, 1380 Hear the Answer. And on a personal note, I've been doing this for so long. It's kind of always challenging when you're starting someplace new, even when I add a station like in the Bay Area and back. But it's great. You know, I was very fortunate enough to be on Phil Cowan's show and did a mortgage minute for a brief period of time there. So I love this station. I'm happy to be a part of it. And we look forward to hearing from you and keeping us on the air for another 10, 11 years. So thank you and welcome to Real Life Lending. We'll be here same time next week, Sundays at noon, 916-806-0606. We look forward to serving you for the rest of the year.
We'll be right back. three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.